Yes, you were born of Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God. How have you been, brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ? Brethren of the holy angels?
Brethren,
holy ones, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Those
the city of God waiting for us. As we offsprings of God, that reach our home in the heaven. Let me help you fight much to reach. You can greet that of your brethren. Tell them, I want to see you appear in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Not miss. I want to see you there when rejoicing there.
And
all the goodness of God.
And
though he tamples it us on the world. Don't be confused by those.
I want
be on the source of all goodness. Jerusalem of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God. Still has added us a good time in his presence.
We
want to use this time he's given us to take the tithe upon his time. The time we give up for gathering. It will be counted be the tenth. On the time he gave us under the sun.
It will
try to give tithe on it. And not forsake the fellowship. Just as others
must.
You can give the tithe and the offering on your time God gives you under the sun.
Reserve,
say on the 24 hours I have these hours, it's the tithe and the offering. They are for God. I don't want any confusion. I don't want any phone calls. Put it in the silent mode. The flight. Now it's the tithe. It's an offering of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God helps you be revealed that word. Even the time
he
gave it to you as prophets under the sun. And give a tithe and the offering on it. At least every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in the time of God full time. Your tithes and offerings and their
heads.
For helping his house. You too, to help you as the house of God. To giving the tithe and the offering on what concerns time.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. We want to move on with the call of God on the nation of Uganda. That has been promised in all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ.
God is worldwide promised to call upon Uganda.
Okuitibwa kwa mukama kwa subize sio na okuli ku Uganda.
Iranga tumanyi.
And we know. It's the final work of God on the planet Earth and
is
basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And he called it the greatest revival and the last on the planet Earth. That has been promising all nations. Hidden with no as the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC.
We
know that there are three words to be explained. The call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC. The second we are to be explained, the covenant of God with the nation of Uganda in the era of Eddie, as it was with Israel in the BC.
And
the third we shall be explained, the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC. So far we get the first to explain the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC, as marked in the Bible, as we first heard in the history spoken in the entire world according to the Bible, through the European explorers, even in the prophecies, those released in the AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we still move on to sing Two examples. Prophecies released in the AD.
And
they speak on the call which is in the nation Uganda. Singled out one among many visions from Uganda. Of the Apostle John Mulinde. In the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads, the prophecy of the nation Uganda, in which we shall be explained.
After
getting explained in the vision we got from outside Uganda, chose out the Assyrian vision on the nation of Uganda.
Still
look to four major issues, pillars which make up that vision. First pillar in the vision, we saw it. Still move on with the second pillar, the Assyrian vision on the nation of Uganda.
Look,
the second pillar of second issue, that the man meant to head God's final work,
his
final on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
to
be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses,
and just as King David.
So,
after we winded up to seeing, why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah,
there
should be so many reasons there. So why is to be like Prophet Moses, there should be so many reasons. We reached to our general reason,
and
still move on with it. Our general reason, why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth, be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses.
Yes, praise Jesus, man. The general reason, we have seven reasons. Still move on with the sixth reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the sixth reason says,
double portion, the
portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the fullness,
there
are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled.
It's
a sign of the two lampstands, of the two witnesses. They are two the
Kelvins.
In God's final work,
facing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, point.
Seen much under that point,
here
we see the three steps through which we feel the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Still move on with our third step,
the
coming of the Holy Spirit from heaven to give you fullness of the Holy Spirit. To be laid on of hands
of
those who first got filled of the Holy Spirit, the two steps we first saw.
So,
now today, we look to the direct coming of the Holy Spirit. Direct coming of the Holy Spirit to put new his fullness, the seven spirits of God, right from the rim above in heaven. And the signs which follow, it's what we look to. After we shall be seeing getting fullness of the Holy Spirit,
there
are the seven spirits of God through the laying on of hands those who first got filled of the Holy Spirit. There is a sign which happens. The Holy Spirit directly comes from heaven and comes to give you his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God right from heaven. That's what we are to see now, and the signs which follow. Yet there are time which cometh, and you lay on of hands of those who first got filled,
and
then your field of the Holy Spirit, even the signs which follow. But today we look much the direct coming of the Holy Spirit to bring his fullness, the seven spirits of God right from the rim above in heaven, and the signs which follow. Praise Jesus much. We know of well many
times
we spoke to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Even though this time we
look
at the double portion,
cannot
be filled of the double portion before you know the single portion and the way it comes about, and the signs which follow. Look to the direct coming of the Holy Spirit from the heavens to bring his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we begin, Bible speaks like this. In the John chapter 16, Verse 5 and 7. It tells us this on the Holy Spirit. How is this woman to come from heaven?
The
times of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It
directly comes to us.
So
yet when it reached the season, apostles have gotten him from heaven. He was no more coming from heaven.
But
just laid on you the hands and you got him.
So
must appreciate those words.
It's
written in the John 16 and the verse 5 and 7. And he says this.
Yokana isule yekumino mukaga nolo nyiriri oloktano.
John chapter 16 from verses 5.
Neka akano ngende rioli eyantuma. Ti erate wali kumwe ambuza nti ogenda wa. Olinyolo mukaga. Neye kubanga mbabuli debyo emitima jamwe jijude naku. Olinyolo musambu. Na yenze mbagamba amazima. Chiba sanira mwe nzo kugenda. Kubanga nze wesiri genda. Omubezi taliba jira. Na yewe ndi genda, ndi mutuma jemuri. Ulinyo liyo munana.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama wa face kusibu ya liku unsi.
Jesus as was on the world.
Yatugamba ntichamu guani na yasi kuku dizibu ayo mkuu.
Required him first believed that get back in heaven.
Atumomo bezo mwoyo mtu kuku.
To send the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Yagamba ntishinga alita genzi kudayo mkuru.
Not gone back to heaven.
Mwbezo mwoyo mtu kuvehita sawa kukama mkuru wa je.
Holy Spirit could not leave heaven to come.
Esungaziri wezi.
There are reasons like this.
Mukama wa face kusibu ya liku unsi.
Jesus as was brought by the Spirit on the world.
Mwbutoru wa Maria.
In the womb of Mary.
Mwoyo
went back to keep the throne of Jesus, the throne of God. And it meant what?
Yes.
Jesus, if he didn't ascend back to heaven,
the
Holy Spirit couldn't leave his fullness to come on this world.
Yandibadde akora ku nsi ninga atasinzira mu
kuru. Would have worked in earth in heaven.
Naye ate bwe kituuka nti ajaleeta obujjuvu bwe.
If it comes that he praises fullness.
Aba agenda kujja wano asobola n'okumanifestinga.
And he can even manifest on this world.
Kati ekiriwo kiri bwe
kiti. Now what is this?
Nti okuva Eddie lwe yatandika.
Right from the beginning of Eddie.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
After death and resurrection of Jesus.
Omwoyo omuntu kuvu yasitula entebe ye abaasobola okugiteeka mu nsi.
Holy Spirit can put his feet in this world.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ate mu kaseera wakati Yesu.
In the time as Jesus was on the world, the seat of the Holy Spirit couldn't be on the world. It was in heaven.
It
manifests even sitting in
the
seat. Where he manifests there is his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But others say that the time before Christ came on the world, sometime back, where was the Holy Spirit?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the first what you have to know that there are only two times
that
since heaven and the earth existed when the Holy Spirit directly manifested. First, he appeared in creation of heaven and earth. The second, appeared as Christ that ascended in heaven.
The only
times he directly manifested. But all the many times he's been around.
Go
work with different people. Yet he's not manifested to be seen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me give you an example. In the Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2, the Holy Spirit manifested in his fullness. There was a great shake in the creation of heavens and the earth.
The
shake happened on the day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came direct from heaven. Let's read it here.
Genesis 1:1. Oluvereverie Katonda yatonda heavens n'ensi. Olunyiri olw'okubiri. Ensi yali njereere nga yetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gumaamira kungulu ku mazzi.
Yes,
praise Jesus. From the beginning, when
you
read Genesis 1, from verse 1 and 2, the Holy Spirit was hovering on the depth of the water. That day he first came directly manifest to hover on the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
This,
what happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came directly from heaven.
Kubanga oluvannyuma lw'okutonda
kw'eggulu
n'ensi,
Holy Spirit was on the depth of water.
Bwe yamala okutonda eggulu n'ensi okutumibwa,
heaven and earth. After being sent to create heaven and earth, you remain governing the world.
Leave
it to go back sit in heaven. He's going back to sit in heaven. In the time when Jesus came on the world,
the
throne of heaven is spent little, he came back. Praise Jesus.
When
you look to Psalms 104:30,
the
Spirit hovered on the tops of the water. He was sent to create heaven and the earth.
He
remained, control and govern heaven and earth.
Let's
read as we hear.
Zaburi, esule yechikumu mwenya, noru nyiri oruasatu.
Psalms 104:30.
Otumu umoyo go, nebito ondebwa. Ero fulo obuja, amaso getaka.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Chetuwa kado tunurile, obo kutegera chiribu echi.
We wanted you to look and understand this.
Ugame niti uchange gune nsi bibao.
And ever since heaven and earth happened.
Omoyo mtu kufuyariazze kwa direct ya mirundi eji.
Holy Spirit came directly on the earth three times. In the fullness of him.
Mkutonda kwe gune nsi.
Creation of heaven and earth.
Nekuruna kura Pentecost.
And on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Eraba tulaze murubere beri.
And they shown in Genesis 1:1-2. At the time the earth was empty and narrow and void. Spirit hovered on depth of the water.
Wabula mchisere tu yagena maso kutumibwa nebitondebwa.
The time we were sent and they were created.
Kusina ku Zaburi 10.
According to Psalms 104:30.
Zaburi 10:3 watugambi.
Psalms 104:30 say.
Ndi atuma moyo gwe.
That he sends the spirit.
Nebitondebwa.
And they are created.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
The
Spirit was sent all things created. Read all Genesis. The Holy Spirit didn't go back to his master seat.
Yes,
remained working on this world. He has this seat is the master seat.
It's
in the midst of the cherubim. In the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. But it did not sit it.
Ukuvaro ya tonde
gune si. Jesus created heaven and the earth.
Yasigare chitebe chechukuru achiradde kunsi.
Man puts major base on the earth.
Nenga atakola mugune kunsi.
He works in the heavens and the earth.
Katibaga anti asindiko obujuvu.
When they say send his fullness.
Abagenda ku manifesting areas.
To manifest on the earth.
Ngasobana nokura bisibu.
And he can appear.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So mnyo nache njaga rojukire.
I want you to remember something.
Muruberebere suri omukaga.
In the Genesis 6.
Onyori soka.
Verse 1.
Noru okubiri.
And 2.
Lugena maso tulaga anti yo mwemtu kuya malo tonde gune si.
When Christ created heaven and
earth.
He remained control and governed this world. And decided to put his seat on the world, most in the hearts of those who believe him. Genesis 6:1.
Abana bakatonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be balonda. Olunyo olwokusatu, Mukama n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe, kubanga naye gwe mubiri, naye nakuze ziriba emyaka 12. Olunyo olwokusatu, olunyo olwokuna, mu biro ebyo waliwo abanefuli mu nsi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Amen.
Luberebere suli omukaaga. Yes, we have a
praise Jesus much.
So, ngatucha agena maso kuraga.
As we still move on to show you,
ukujia kwa mwemtu kufu direct.
The direct coming of the Holy Spirit.
Ukufa muguru.
Right from heaven.
Ateko bujufu mwe kumsi.
Puts his fullness on the world.
Ni wangu wadenga sigara akura muguru.
Though he remained working in heaven.
Ijindo yo chakabao emirundi
emili. That thing has happened 2 times.
Yes, you ever
praise nyo. Jesus much.
And
first to be proclaimed to
Jesus
you. In the John 16. Verse 5-7. If he had not gone back to heaven, the comforter could not come from there, come on the world. Though the comforter still run the world then. But put his fullness, taken it back to heaven.
Manifesting and manifested
seat and show where he sits in the throne of his. When you watch the throne of Jesus,
yes,
praise Jesus. And they give us an example.
That
when he appeared in the Genesis,
and
brought fullness to make heaven and earth, he remained governing the world
and
kept his fullness on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Explained
in Genesis 1 from verse 1 and 2. That in the beginning God created heaven and earth. And the earth was empty and mixed and annulled. And Spirit hovered on the depth of the water. When he hovered on the depth of the water, used his fullness sent to be creating. That we shall read of as we study creation.
From above heavens.
Study creation of heaven and earth from above the heavens. Then you will understand how things were.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the beginning, the Spirit hovered on the depth of water. He was sent and they were created. According to Psalms 104 verse 30, that he sent his Spirit, they are created.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There are many things we shall see. Even what you call 7 days of creating heaven and earth, indeed they are not there. But the shadow of the seven spirits of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. For to God day and night they are the same. Night to us, it's us who count, it's 1 day, 2 days.
But
in reality, Genesis, the 7 days it shows,
it moved
to show the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And he moved on to say that the sea was burst with his knowledge.
He put
the foundation of the earth with wisdom. Now we speak of spirit of wisdom. He put up the heaven with understanding. All those were at the beginning.
What
I want to show you is this. After the Holy Spirit created heaven and earth, he remained governing this world and the entire heavens, yet put his base on the world. It's amazing that word. Fullness on the world and is manifest in here. That's why in Genesis 6 that we've just read, that after time passed,
in the,
reached the era of Noah,
Spirit
will not contend with people forever. People ask, the Spirit
of
heaven and earth, he remained here on the earth with us. Them two did know he had remained.
Did
you understand he had remained? In the third heaven there was the word, the Lord Jesus. Above the heavens is the Father.
But hearing
of the fullness of the Holy Spirit moved on to manifest on this world. Moved on to walk in heaven and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in Genesis 6 there appeared contentions. God, how long people didn't know his spirit remained here. And they contend with him. People say, how come about that word? Now in heaven, they are even on the earth.
But
we call the spirit is in heaven and the earth.
In heaven,
operations, but it cannot manifest that is right there.
Yet
manifests on the world and his sin that is there.
And
moves as God the Father and the Son.
It manifests
the glory of the Father and the Son. Jesus was born on the world. He left his throne in heaven.
The
Spirit said, you know what we do?
Take
away my fullness down in
I work with you,
but I'm basing from there.
You are
in the world in your fullness.
Don't
know you've understood there.
One
thing of the Holy Spirit you understand there. Nation called to work in the near world. Things to explain to nations.
They
are the wise and understanding people.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Not to come speak of double portion. Elijah that is working.
Yet
don't know how it came about. Yet you meant to be knowing it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now as I ended saying, when the Spirit came directly, creation of heaven and earth, he was sent to create heaven and earth. What surprises, he decided to remain in the people. On the day of Pentecost, when as descended,
wasn't
first he come be on the world. He has never been here for some time back. Right from creation of heaven and earth. After the created heaven and earth, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, and he sat in the third heaven. The Father remained above the heavens in the beginning. Before heavens and earth were created. It's where he remained. All things which are people don't understand them. Who would have explained them? Except when double portion explains them. We thought we called the Holy Spirit. Don't know this Holy Spirit.
Did
ever been with us and we wearied him.
Blessed
him in Genesis 6. The Father told him,
you
leave the people, I destroy them. I strike them with floods to kill them.
Let
remain like 8 people only.
Nasigaro mumtu kumbantu kama mna.
The Holy Spirit in the 8 people.
Na yeye omanyo kwe kunganya no sirange siyo jidukanya
na mtu. Yourself and you run the world.
Neno ogena mukajuva.
Yet you go.
Mukadavu.
In a dove.
No ingire lyato lya Noah.
And you enter the ark of Noah.
Abasinga mumwage numranga njya mujuba
kulebe kwa mafu Yesu. On the day of Jesus baptism.
Ngechi yachikola
da. And he had done that before. After destruct the earth with floods, he came out in the dove. It was with Noah in the ark. That's what we delight in today.
It decided
to be a temple of God. And I keep my spirit in the ark of Noah. Yourself, you become the ark of Noah. Your body.
You'll
it well be a temple of the Holy Spirit. You, to where you are with him. Floods of this world and its troubles, when they come, will not strike you.
The desires
and the corruption on this world. Listen. In Genesis, they show after the floods finished.
Yet
the Holy Spirit told to leave all the people.
Yet
left and left them be struck with floods. Yet he entered the ark.
Operating
world different parts.
Even in the firmament, in the heavens,
yet there is a place he has manifested is there.
Is
in the small thing like this, the world cannot see and understand him.
Yet,
because they are moving on to be there.
You
know, the Holy Spirit has ability.
Power
in the way of smallness or greatness. Imagine he kept his strength in the small thing, the ark. And in the dove. How do you see that? Genesis 8.
Genesis 8:11. Ejivane rikomawo olweggulo mwali. Laba. Mukamaka alio ne muba akalagala akabisi akomuzeituni Noa nalio kamanya nti amazzi gawebuuse okuva ku nsi olunyule 12 nayo sawe nnaku 7 nate natume jiba awoluva nyuma teriyako maona te jali
olide why the nnaku 7
the first 7 days
natume jiba ono yali yani
who was this one? The Holy Spirit is a fullness of his. Of the 7 days they use there. They first sent him. He moved out gone.
It's
been put it in the beginning. When he found water is still in the world.
Picked a thing,
water is not reduced yet.
It's
reduced but not totally on the
why
levels down. 7 days he sent him. And he said, I will not go back in the
ark.
I've gone back in my missions in the world.
He didn't go.
And no one realized that water has receded from the world.
Spirit
went back in the ark. He went back in the world, begin and resume his works.
Now you want
to see this sign in the Matthew 3 in verse 16,
and it has ever happened.
Matayo esura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekuminomukaaga.
Matthew 3:16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi, laba eggulu ne limubikkukira, n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ngakka ng'ejjiba ng'ajja ku ye ng'ayaka.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ku luno Mukama waffe Yesu.
This time the Lord Jesus.
Yalabanga eggulu yeggudde.
He saw heavens opened.
Kitaffe.
The
Father
above is manifested and the Spirit descended in the dove. People say, what was in the midst there? Here too, did he come direct? No. You know to descend and then you go back? Almost you've not left your throne.
If
the Holy Spirit had descended in his fullness,
it
go back to sit in the seat of Christ.
Then Jesus would
have said in John 16, in the 5 to 7, if I don't go, the Comforter will not come.
Would
be in Jesus and he entered in him.
He
had put his fullness there.
And he did
descend to come work all the time. After he brought the son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and they exchanged, the child remained governing the world, the Holy Spirit go keep his throne, and he was in that throne. Now look, what is this? When you look to Luke, we see the Holy Spirit bring the son in the womb.
Brought
him in the womb, he asked the throne, we leave it to who?
He
went back to keep the throne as he governs heaven and the earth.
Luke 1:30. Awo malaika namugamba nti totya Mariamu, kubanga olabye ekisa eri Katonda. 3:1, era laba oliba olubuto olizaala omwana ow'obulenzi, olimutuuma erinnya Yesu. 3:2, oyo aliba mukulu aliyitibwa mwana w'oyo ali waggulu ennyo, era Mukama Katonda alimuwa entebe ya Dawudi jajjaawe. 3:3, era anaafuganga ennyumba ya Yakobo emirembe n'emirembe, so obwakabaka bwe tebuliggwaawo. 3:4, awo Mariamu n'agamba malayika nti kiriba kiti ekyo, kubanga simanyi musajja. 3:5, ne malayika n'addamu n'amugamba nti omwoyo omutukuvu ali kujjira, n'amaanyi g'oyo ali waggulu ennyo gali kusiikiriza, era ekyo ekirizaalibwa kye kiriba kiyitibwa ekitukuvu, omwana wa Katonda.
3:6. You see how the Holy Spirit brought Christ. Remember, Jesus the Lord comes as the Word. According to John 1:40, and the Word clothed the flesh and appeared unto us. The glory begotten of the Father and the
spirit
of grace and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this is what happened. The beings involved in the midst you never saw. This time you hear of them. The Holy Spirit,
ever
since created heaven and earth, manifested the Father and the Son as God. Remained here governing and appear on the world, yet works in heaven and earth. Praise Jesus much. The time Christ being brought to the world, they exchanged. He brought Jesus on the world and he went back.
And
back to the throne where Jesus was seated. Jesus began saying,
it
doesn't go back to it. The Comforter was not coming.
Then
you've understood what he was involved. We made
say,
the Comforter alone is not there.
Before
Christ came, the Spirit wasn't there. Spirit was there. The one who led all the prophets. He said the Spirit of Christ was in the prophets. What happened in this time?
To
tell the disciples, if I don't go, the comforter will not come. Changed their thrones there. The word was God.
It
seems the throne to run heavens and earth. That's why 1 Timothy 3:16
is
said, without compromise, the mystery of godliness is this. God manifested on the world.
Yes,
he praised Jesus.
So
exchanged the ministry there.
You cannot see physical with physical eyes.
Let's say, Apostle, now you see. You began to touch. How did you see that? It was the journey of heavens. Me too, I wouldn't have understood that. I understood what was in the ministry there. Holy Spirit, as we've heard in Luke, chapter 1, verse 32 down, when he came on the womb of Mary, he was getting the word from heaven to bring him on the world. Entered him in the womb of Mary. Now what he did, he put the throne of Christ and he remained seated in it. So Jesus began telling us, and he told the disciples,
when
he says to send them the comforter, John 16:5-7, he said this. John 16:5.
Naye kakano ngende eri oli eyantuma. Era tewali kumwe ambuza nti ogenda wa. Olunyolo mukaga. Naye kubanga mbabuulidde ebyo, emitima gyammwe gijjudde ennaku. Olunyolo musanvu. Naye nze mbagamba amazima. Kibasaanira mmwe nze okugenda. Kubanga nze bwe sirigenda, omubeezi talibajjira. Naye bwe ndigenda, ndi mutuma gye muli.
You hear well. Told them, if I don't leave this world,
Jesus
promised the coming of the Spirit to fill apostles to come directly. Told them, if I don't leave this world to go, comforter will not come. Yet remember,
in
Revelations 5, and the verse
6
and to 10, the one who was in the throne,
the
scroll of the Lord, he gathered himself.
And
when he gave us the Lamb of God, and he left his throne to come where we are, he pleases me. The Holy Spirit pleases me much. When he went to keep the throne of Jesus, he passed his there. The master city went in the third heaven of Christ, and he made to sit there.
When
Christ appeared, he gave him the scroll.
In
that time he sent him to come where we are now.
He sent him,
thank you for keeping the throne and those secrets
concerning
the kingdom as this book is now descend down to the world. Now when the world we saw he had arrived, then we say, where has he been?
Let's
read in Revelations, we see. Revelations 5:6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna olunyolo omusanvu n'ajja n'akijja mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'oyo atudde ku ntebe olunyolo omunaana bwe yatuula ekitabo ebiramu ebina n'abakadde 24 ne bavunnama mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga buli muntu ng'alina ennanga n'ebibya ebya zaabu ebijjudde obubaane kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu olunyolo lw'omwenda ne bayimba oluyimba oluggya nga boogera nti osaanidde okutoola ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo kubanga wattibwa n'ogulira Katonda olw'omusaayigo mu buli kika n'olulimi n'abantu n'eggwanga.
Olidde kye baamugamba osaanidde okuweebwa ekitiibwa
obuyinza.
Omwemutukuvu yagiwaayo, yeyali agikuuma. Era obutonde bwagamba mugune ku nsaasaanidde bamuddiza entebe ye.
N'ekituukiriza
kye yayogera ng'akyali ku
nsi.
Mukama waffe Yesu yagamba ate
28:18.
Mpeereddwa obuyinza
mugune ku nsi. Naye
ng'akyogedde eri omuntu ku yali amulinze.
Era
olwajja n'amuggyamu
ekitabo
atumanya omwoyo yakikunga. Okusinda ku Isaya
34:16,
omwoyo wa Mukama ye yakunganya ekitabo kya Mukama.
Era
yali akikutte.
Bwe
yamulaba n'amugamba olwakimuwa.
Bakadabirimu abana ne bafuna ebiramu ebina bamalayika obutonde mugure ku nsi obugamba asaanidde okuweebwa obuyinza ekitiibwa. Omutukuvu n'akomya
n'amugamba ssebo genda eri abantu bali ku nsi oddukanye guuna ensi
nawe
nakutuma
naye
ng'osinzira ku
nsi
n'agamba oyogedde.
Joke with the ways of the Holy Spirit.
There are
things amazing I saw in the journey of heaven.
Call
on the nation of Uganda.
Told me
you're not going to be ashamed.
For speaking,
you are a nation called.
I'm
going to do all things possible to prove it that you are called. A nation with understanding.
And
people with wisdom. They have God so near to them. And they call unto him.
Kakati,
now, Jesus to say that is worthy to be given honor, power, and riches and everything.
Let's
read those verses in Revelations.
Revelations 5:6. Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Anti oyo gwe yajjuzibwa
omuntu
ku bwe yajja mu
kabonero
ak'ejjuba wabula ajjukira omuntu kuvu ng'alabisibwa
obujjuvu bwe
akozesa emyoyo gino omusanvu okutumibwa okujjula wonna n'akola wonna naye ng'ate asobola omumanifestinga mu kifo ekyo ne mumulabawo
naye
nga n'eri
akolayo.
Kati oba kye mbadde nkugamba nti yali alabisiddwa mu buliwo
said above the heaven, I want to speak of that.
For there
he was for there a long time.
I speak
from creation of heaven and earth.
He appeared
on the depth of the waters.
He was
sent as he created.
He
remained in the creation.
Yet his
base is on the world.
What caused the
exchange to
kuleeta kigambo
bringing the word Jesus on the world
ne bawanyisa ye n'ayambuka n'atula mu ntebe ye
ascended seat in the throne.
Yesu n'asigala ng'alaaninga ku
nsi. Jesus remained running on the world.
Wabula Yesu bwe yatuuka ng'anaatera
okuddayo Jesus reached is about to get back
n'agamba nnaye nina okugenda
I have to go
kubanga bwe sigenda
if I don't go
oli omubezi tagenda
kujja eno the comforter will not come here
naye ekibuzo kiri nti
olowooza
yali taddukanya ebigenda mu maaso ku nsi
not governing what moves on in the world
olw'okuba nti yali ali mu
ggulu because he was in heaven
ebimera byali tebimera
plants were they not growing
twali tetusa
we are not breathing
kubanga yabivunanyizibwako
one in charge of that
emunyenye yazikutte mu bbanga
he held the stars in the sky Holy Spirit himself
naye tetuwogerako kwe kulabisibwakwe
speak is in manifestation and his fullness
ku nsi
on the world.
I don't
know if you've understood well. Jesus proved, if
he's
not gone, the whole comforter will not come. Book in John 15, verse 26, and he said this. John 15:26.
Na yomu bezi walija, gwendi batumira averi chitange, omoyo wa mazima, averi chitange, oyalite geze biyange. Urabiri mumu sambu.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. When he was in the world, he said,
the
Spirit will come from the Father. He comes where you are. But it wasn't the first time. He was there from the beginning. Was sent heaven and earth were created.
When
he's run the world as we've heard. Generations of the apostles and the prophets to reach prophet Malachi. But in that time, Jesus being brought on the world, as we first heard, there was a change. The Holy Spirit to take over his throne, to shift his base from here, go keep the throne of Jesus. After Christ died and raised up, he restores the throne to him, and then the Spirit comes on the earth. That's where we see him on the day of Pentecost, as others say, as the Pentecost.
He
wasn't the first time to come on the world and be there in his fullness.
He's
been there and he's been there. But only once when he's put his fullness in the people of the Acts of the Apostles.
But
right from the beginning to Prophet Malachi,
he gave
them a portion. And he saw prophecies of house.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
So, kurunakurunorwa Pentecost.
Now, the day of Pentecost,
we are supposed to kubabi kanga Adamu ato kukanga
kwa mukulu direct. He descended from heaven direct.
Tetumusubi la kurunakurunorwa.
Don't expect any other day of him.
Kubakati aina kubira upaka kumkuba.
He has to be there to the end.
Uwe bira grebia muwe.
For the commands given him.
Bamugamba berenga na fena kuzichoma.
They told him to be with us forever. Release the command for him to be there till this world will pass away.
For
you lift us once, take us to Jerusalem of heaven. After take us above the heavens, the new heavens and new earth. From the Acts 2, he's been there.
His
major bases on the world. Though he can walk in heaven and earth. According to 1 John chapter 5, the verse 7 and the 8,
in
the King James Version.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana ichisoka, isule yokutano, naulu njiriri oruwa musamfu.
1 John 5, 7.
Kubanga era waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu. Kitaffe, kigambo, n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Owulira abajulira basatu mu ggulu.
You hear the three witnesses in heaven.
Niko kitaffe.
This is the Father.
Kigambo.
The Word.
Ye mwana mukama wafe
Yesu. The Son, the Lord Jesus.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Mu ggulu mojulirwa.
And the heaven is a witness there.
Ne wankubadde.
Even though.
Kugambye.
I've told you.
Lere obu. His
best manifestation, he put it on the world. Come move it different nations.
Till
it's ended in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
And
put his best in this time.
According
to the prophecy speak of the source of the river Nile. Sign show how the Spirit flows. Basing in this nation.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
He
said there are three witnesses in heaven. What about on earth? Let us see.
1 John 5, 8.
Kubanga era
abajulirwa basatu omwoyo. Kubanga era waliwo abajulirwa basatu ku nsi. Omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi. Era abasatu abo bagendera wamu.
Kakati batugambye oluwa bajuba
satu mu ggulu. There are three witnesses in heaven.
Uliko kitaffe.
Is the Father.
Kigambo ye mukama
wafe Yesu. The Word, the Lord Jesus.
N'omwoyo.
And the Spirit.
Wabula batuse ku nsi ne batugamba.
They preached on the earth they
era kubanga oluwa bajuba basatu
ku nsi. There are three witnesses on earth.
Uliko omusaayi.
There is the blood. Amazi, the water and the Spirit.
Kati bwana ate ku nsi wali ate n'eri gyali.
Here on the earth is there. Even heaven is there.
Wabula nga ate kati base.
But base and his manifestation appears all in the world.
of the Father,
the one you will see appear above the heavens. The word is in the third heaven. But on the other day, of the latter day, they will both appear, all of them, in the new heavens and the new earth. Don't know the steps you've understood with them. Approved by the Spirit of God. Explains the
things
you meant to understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. People speak of coming of the Holy Spirit from heaven. Them two don't know how it happened. Now we still come from their coming. How is it? How did you understand it before? Every day comes from heaven to earth. He came in the Genesis. He
walked
the entire BC.
He
went to sit in the throne. He kept the throne of Jesus. Jesus said, if I don't go, the comforter will not come. They leave the throne to who? That of God.
No,
the mercy seat is easy to live in, for it's merciful.
The
spirit of grace, but the one of God. My God. Then who reigns in that moment? Can't we each rebel, do what they want?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Maybe I can be so mad that don't have to get
as you read, God reigns forever. Should then leave His throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. So,
now in that time,
yes,
Jesus ascended back to heaven. Disciples moved on to gather.
And
waited for the one he spoke of coming down on earth.
Yet
this time he had brought his fullness. According to Acts chapter 1, the apostles gathered. Acts 1 verse 4. Acts chapter 1 verse
12. Ne Yakobo, ne Andrea, Filipo, ne Thomas, Bartolomayo, ne Matayo. Yakobo omwana wa Alufayo ne Simoni Zerote ne Yuda omwana wa Yakobo 14 abo bonna balinga banyikira no moyo gumu mukusaba wamuna abakazi ne Maria munyina Yesu ne baganda be.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
It's
what we said of
step
of welcoming the Holy Spirit
that
taken some days past.
Though
it cleanses you, be his temple, the Holy Church,
wants to
put his fullness in you, have to take a step to welcome him,
and
to never possesses any person, but he works with us, he agrees with us,
he
gets a place in us.
We died
with the word of God with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, the disciples, what they did, and they gathered, and they are in one accord, even in all
surrender,
even women who had believed, together with Mary,
who
the Lord Jesus in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As they had gathered there,
and
the one who kept the throne in heaven, the Spirit of truth,
is handed
over the throne to the hands of Jesus, and then descended on the world. We
said
the Spirit works in heaven and earth,
but he puts
based on this world most of the time,
and then
they reign over the heavens and earth and above the heavens.
Yeah.
Have you understood well? puts his best on the world, Satan fights for the world. God who is reigning on the world.
Heaven,
there is the word of the Lord Jesus.
Means
God reigns in heaven.
Above the heavens,
there is the Father. God reigns above the heavens. Wow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Remember, we know the Father began, and out of him came the Word, the Lord Jesus, and he officiated him. Then he put out his Spirit and officiated him. We don't call them the Trinity. No. We call him God. Apportioned himself in three times. If one of them understands normal, and each one reasons, and they all agree, they agree in one thing. It's one of the things which confuses people. They've never contended with each other ever since they live. Authority of the other is of the other. Praise the Lord.
Amanya bampita mami blessing.
I'm called blessing.
Nina chen kabusem.
There's something I'm confused of.
Kubanga mu Genesis chapter 2.
Po muruberebere sure yokubiri.
Kula banti wali wo mukwano. Wakati wo wo mwana wo muntu nga mukama kusindika mu rusuku.
There was repeats.
And twai no mukwano.
They had love.
Mukama yatua orusuku.
God put us in the garden. Everything was moving well. But life was not toiling there. What confused me now?
This
woman went to eat of the fruit. Did they come a direct relation? Where was the Holy Spirit? For everyone said the others told me. Yet you told us the Comforter. We are with him every time. In that moment, Satan and the woman having an encounter, which caused get a punishment. Where was the Holy Spirit in that moment? Genesis 6 explains all. He gets tired to contend with people. People contend with him. As church, you decide your own when he is there.
We began Psalms 51:12.
Restore joy of salvation. Sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
Not
spirit of contending with people and chaos with them. He manifested in it as the Holy Spirit. Romans 7. Start from 7 to down. That the laws are of the Spirit. Even commands are of the Spirit.
If he said,
don't touch this
thing,
he was guiding them.
He is
not the one who guides us.
When they
command, they contended with him. He left them to Satan himself. Just people in the world, you think he has not left them?
But
today, if you contend with him, I go to commit fornication. Don't you think he'll tie ropes on you? He will leave you go in your fornication, and you think he's not around. Yet he's around. After you've gotten out, you bring back John 16:5. He will convict you the world of sin. Welcome back, sir. Thank you for committing fornication, lady. You know what follows?
Musango.
Judgment.
Musango.
And after judgment, hell. Lake of fire.
It
doesn't contain. If it tells you, listen quickly.
So
he was an ear, hear what the Spirit said to the church.
If you
still try to act, you don't hear, he will not mind you.
He's there on this world. He grows the food in the ground where you're not. Different fruits. Different flowers. People eat and act, do funny actions. Has he strangled any person that leave my food that I grow in the ground where you're not?
He
tells you it, but you will pay for it. Now that brethren, that reason is very weak. Say, where was the spirit? He was there.
Because
they even took years.
42. Enamu kumibiri.
42,000 years. When they had not sinned. And is guiding them. They reached rebelled against
him.
And he said, Romans, before I was living, where there was no command.
But
when the command manifested, sin deceived me. They
fast.
Spirit guided speaking with them. So they were about to get corrupted. So let me put a command for them. Don't do this and that. Israelites began with laws?
Neda.
Not at all.
It
began guide them from the beginning. Abel.
Enoch.
Noah.
Abraham.
All that era, there was no law for Israel. When they began committing fornication, and he said, don't commit adultery.
But
contended no more hearing him. He wrote for them now. Bible, though, it wouldn't have been there. If we were able to hear him teach us direct. But because you don't hear him,
he said, let me change,
put the word I speak to their spirit. He is the same who comes in the words.
He would have
taught us all times. Who can accept, believe what is
teaching? He
brought you to be like things to prove they have lived long, yet you failed still to believe them. If he directly came to tell you, there is the third heaven.
Give
the scripture.
Okay.
There is a city of God. Believe for that.
Not seen
you're going to enter in it. Where is it written?
Would
have contended with him, but praise him. He who gathered this book. He said, let me gather.
When
people
praise
him, they will contend, ask, where is the proof?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But let's leave that. Going back to the right coming of the Holy Spirit. After the apostles committing up themselves, together with women who believed,
it's
Mary, as we've heard in the Acts 1, verse 12. In the Acts 2, he came coming from heaven.
Right?
From the throne he was keeping for Christ.
He
came, brought his fullness. Let's read we
here. Ebikolwa by'abatume, esula eyokubiri, n'olunyiri olusooka.
Acts 2 from verse 1.
Olunaku lwa Pentecoste bwe lwatuuka, bonna baali wamu mu kifo kimu. Amangu ago okuwuuma ne kuba mu ggulu, ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi, ne kujjula ennyumba yonna mwe baali batudde. Olunyiri olwokusatu, ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi nerutuula ku muntu. Olunyiri olwokuna, bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu nebatanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera. Olunya olw'okutaano, waaliwo mu Yerusaalemi Abayudaaya nga batudde, abantu abeegendereza abaava mu buli ggwanga ly'abantu wansi w'eggulu.
Okusooka mu byonna,
first of all,
eggulu lyeggula,
heavens opened, and there appearing a rushing mighty wind.
They
have gathered came upon them tongues of fire, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Before we speak of the signs, apostles have ever resumed to pray for the Holy Spirit again by the others who had not been filled yet. Amazing that they did not come from heaven before we move much ahead. Let's repeat from verse
1.
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
Awo olunaku lwa Pentekooti bwe lwatuuka, bonna baali wamu mu kifo kimu. Olunya olw'okubiri, amangu ago okuwuuma ne kuba mu ggulu, ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi, ne kujjuza ennyumba yonna mwe baali batudde. Olunya olw'okusatu, ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu, buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olunya olw'okuna, bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu, ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Praise Jesus much.
Bali bali wamu nga bakuŋŋaanye.
They are all gathered together.
Ne bawulira okuuma okunene nga kuva mu ggulu.
The rushing of mighty wind from heaven.
Ne kujjuza ekifo mwe baali batudde.
Filled the place where they were.
Ne bajjako ennimi ez'omuliro.
They came upon them tongues like of fire.
Ne bajjuzibwa Omwoyo
Omutukuvu. And they were filled of the Holy Spirit.
Ne batanula okwogera ennimi.
And they began to speak tongues.
Ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa.
As the Spirit gave them to them.
Naye njagadde nga sinawo kugenda ku bubonero
obwo. Wanted before I go to signs which are marked here.
Kubanga obubonero bw'okwogera ennimi.
But the signs of speaking tongues.
Si bwe bwokka obulabisibwa mu Bayibuli.
Not the only ones which appear in the Bible. Obulaga nti omuntu ajjudde Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Someone is filled of the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to see many other signs. Brought, they are not these we utter without any meaningful interpretation. I wanted to first show you. Apostles have ever gathered again in the Acts 4 and 29 into 31. And they re-welcomed the Holy Spirit in the fullness. Yet this time it didn't come from heaven. Let's read there we hear.
Ebikolo by'abatume esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omwenda.
Acts 4 from verse 29.
Kale kaakano, Mukama, laba, okukanga kwabwe, owa abaddubo bagume nnyo okwogera ng'ekigambo kyo. Olwasatu, bw'ogolola omukono gwo owonye, n'obubonero n'amagero bikolebwenga mu linnya lya mulenzi wo Omutukuvu Yesu. Asatu mu lumu, bwe baamala okusaba, mu kifo we baakuŋŋaanira ne wakankana, bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Ne boogera ekigambo kya Katonda n'obuvumu.
Owulidde mu kiseera
kino. Have you heard it this time again?
Ekifo we baali.
The place where they were.
Ekikankana.
It began to shake.
Ne bajjuzibwa Omwoyo
Omutukuvu. And they got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ne batandika okwogera. Ne boogera ekigambo n'amaanyi.
Spoke the word with boldness.
Kati kuno tebagambye nti ne bawulira okuwuuma nga kuva mu ggulu.
Hearing a rushing wind from heaven.
Ngako baulira mikwa tume sule yoku bili.
Had in the Acts 2.
Nyorisoka pa kuru okuna.
Verse 1 to 4.
Baulira okuuma okunene nga kuva mu ggulu.
The rushing of the mighty wind from heaven.
Ne kujjula mu kifo mwe baali bakunganide.
The place they had gathered.
Ne kujja ku bo buli omu ennimi ez'omuliro.
On each of them in tongues of form of fire.
Bajjuzibwa Omwoyo wa Katonda.
They got filled of the Spirit of God.
Batanula okwogera ennimi.
And they began to speak tongues.
Nga Omwoyo bwe yabawa.
As the Spirit gave them.
Wabula bwo somata biko atume sule yoku na.
Reading the Acts 4.
Mwali mwa batai na manyi nga tebajjuziddwa mwoyo.
Abapi
abali babega
seko. They had not been filled the Spirit, the new who had joined on them.
Naye kuno ebasaba Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Time when they prayed the Holy Spirit to come.
Bara bachikanka nti bawulira kuuma kuva mu ggulu.
They saw a shake. They didn't hear a rushing wind from heaven.
Nga sebo Omwoyo wa mazima ali ku nsi
kati. The Spirit of truth was on the world.
Era okuva mu biro ebyo.
Right from then.
Tetukyasaba mwoyo okuva mu ggulu.
We no more ask the Spirit from heaven.
Ndi ajate.
He comes again.
Kakati tukolola mikono.
Time we raise our hands to pray.
Everyone is put his best on the world. Works in the heavens and the earth. Takes his fullness, put in his people. And when they lie to you,
we're
going to ask you from heaven. My God. Another thing which happens in the time you feel one of the powers you first get is of preaching the word with boldness.
For
you feel the spirit of wisdom which is in the word, understanding which is in the word, spirit of counsel, word of God, how it is.
Now,
season and time of scriptures, spirit of power. Scriptures, they are truthful. Spoken in the world, they are false. Using wild scriptures.
You
get the spirit of knowledge of God.
Bring
light of the eternal life. Light in darkness of destruction.
Spirit,
fear of God to hate evil.
But
the sign of speaking tongues. Not sign which show now you're filled with the Spirit. But the signs are numerous.
Yet
one of the initial ones is that. That you say it's one of those. Yet it brings
them.
And those which your neighbors will understand. It's one of the signs following in the many signs. It shows someone filled with the Holy Spirit. Not the initial one. It's neither the last. Can come as the first, can come in the middle. For it is like a gift of the Holy Spirit.
No,
most if you knew
that's
the way to be filled, in the other way,
and
waited him come from heaven. I'm born again.
Get
your normal senses of understanding.
The
one who descended, you went back to do what again?
Sent
him coming, he told him to be with us.
Now you ask,
as if he went back. Those who sing songs. When he comes down. When he came down.
Amen.
I'm
not against
it. But
I try to take away power. I open knowledge with the light. When comes the one who came long, how were you to get him now? You understand that you don't know he's around. Praise Jesus much.
Let's
read in the John 14.
Verse 15.
They say when he will come is to be with us until the end. Now you say we ask him today he comes down again.
Let's ask
him the Spirit of the Lord to come down. To break the chains when he comes down. Wonders that I came down long time.
I am
your neighbor, you don't see
me.
I am on your heart knocking open. When you come down, when you come down. It's like someone. You want a visitor from America. A visitor. He came a long time. He's knocking. You're calling him. When are you arriving? I am on the door. Don't
know.
When are you arriving here?
He
said this person. Let's read we here.
Yokana esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri ole 15.
John 14 verse 15.
Obanga munjagala munakwatanga ebiragiro byange. Ole 16. Nange ndisaba kitange naye alibawo omubezi omulala. Aberenga namwe emirembe n'emirembe.
Ndibwa gwakatire bako. Yesu yagamba nti yebwa anatuma omubezi.
When he sent the comforter.
Aba agenze kujja kubera na
emirembe
na mirembe.
Come be with us forever.
Atibwe yaja na bana.
When he came after he went back.
If you say right there, he wants to just appear or manifest. How did you pray before?
He
comes down or he manifests.
He wants to change the prayer,
say manifest, for he came down long time. Apostle Geoffrey. He comes down or he manifests.
When he comes to the world,
bring us to the very end.
Some of you say
he comes from heaven. Now what should he do? Yet it's shameful.
For
the next verse says, the world cannot see him. I don't know whether you two are still in the world.
John 14:17. Omoyo wa mazima, ensigwete yinza kukiriza, kubanga temulaba.
You two praise, he comes down. You two are still in the world.
But
you cannot see and believe there. You don't see, neither believe him.
You
don't believe, you don't see him.
You
say, come, oh, the Spirit of God. We need you. Come down. Indeed, we need you. Come, oh sir. And you are jamming to call the Holy Spirit. Appear, Holy Spirit. We need you. Tell him to manifest. To call him, come, we are to stop that. He came long time. Jesus
said him
2,000, 19 years back.
Because
they don't mind him perhaps. He was in Israel. In the 14 AD. Entered Rome.
Spent
years there. Entered England.
Protestantism.
Now they kept falling, shifting places. In the 1700s
AD,
entered America.
Salvation
we've been moving by. And they spoken for things about him.
He
comes from heaven yet he's on the earth. He
said,
born in my last base.
In Uganda,
Pearl of Africa.
I do
the last work on the earth.
Hey,
say there.
I'll speak
everything concerning myself.
Now
he's explaining of himself. I am not in heaven, I'm on earth. I
work
in heaven, my base is on the earth. Don't dare call me again.
Come from
heaven. Say manifest. long time. You still call him? Indeed, we had gotten sick in the heads.
If
there is even a hole. Some of you have no one hole in the heads. I thank God blessing is given me. Now me, I am asking. That as I see Christ, after he raised up,
it
mean on the world for those days, he was appeared to the disciples who came from Galilee with him. What I thought, I don't know why it's right.
The
Holy Spirit right now is there.
As
Christ was on the earth,
the
one who believes, he can manifest to them. Let's finish that verse. The verse shows you
John 14, 17, he say what? The answer is there.
Yokana esole ye 14 n'olunyiriri ole 10
John 14:17.
Omoyo wa mazima insigwete yinza kukiriza kubanga temulaba.
Kubanga tekurachi.
Because they don't
Bobo
see
him. Ja mulaba.
If you are in the world you will not see him.
Abashinga teramulabira mirimo
je. Must be seen through his work.
Na iyo ruwalero umuntu kubashobora kujya natura ne uwo.
Come sit in your home.
Nemutura ne munyumia.
And you sit chat with him.
Bambuzi zabano bali.
Yeah, ask
bano
me.
Bali bali.
They have asked, he appears in which image?
Hmm. He
appears in the image of Christ in Revelation. Revelations
1.
From verse 8 to down.
In the glory
of
God,
of Christ. That they can agree with the Father and the Son. Revelation
that
you
can sit,
you chat, and you speak.
No, mulaba no mulaba ngatade
kwano mugo. Put his seat above him.
Mori mukwesa ne ngatende bo
jira. You are in the vision, you see his seat up inside you on a big throne. You are chatting. Tomorrow we are going to minister here.
Gets
to you and you dine with him.
You will
see you seated, both of you. You sit
where you sit
inside yourself.
You
sit on a big throne up.
You
can even manifest it as you're moving. And he's arrived. He's your colleague, you're moving. For you get careful, or welcome demons. The spirit has been where? Wait the other side. And his works of righteousness. Those who started with us,
you've seen
them. Let us know him and depreciate him from evil spirits, the fallen angels, the demons.
He
does only righteous things.
He glorifies
only the Father and the Son. And there are the images he appears through. No any other image he appears through. There to glorify the Father and the Son.
Most,
the one you see as Jesus, he is the one. It remains appearing to you. Telling Jesus leaves heavens to come move here. Let's finish this verse.
Yokana esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri ole 17.
John 14 verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima ensigwete yinza kukiriza kubanga temulaba sote mumanyi mwe mumumanyi kubanga abera gemuli era nabanga mumwe.
You know him.
Kubanga abera gemuli
dwelleth with you.
Abera gemuli
is dwelling around us.
Era nemuchi
even within us.
He can appear in you
and appear around
you.
There is an aspect they made.
It
wasn't direct much.
They
exchanged a little. The era of Melchizedek.
The spirit
went briefly in heaven. Jesus briefly came on the earth in the image of Melchizedek. Some of those are the secrets.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus. Melchizedek in Genesis.
They show
he had no father, neither mother.
He
didn't know when he was birthed and where he went.
Yet
Christ briefly had come on the world.
The spirit went to heaven
in the Old Testament.
Some of the
special secrets.
The channel
of heaven holds secrets. They are sweet my way to speak them. And to explain.
But the
truth is this, brethren. That's how the Spirit came in the Acts 2. As
it
came in Genesis. When he came in Genesis
1,
he was sent to create heaven and earth, and he finished them.
He
remained on the world, governing heaven and earth,
yet
bases on the world.
Exchange happened when he brought Christ, the word of God, on the world and ascended to sit in the throne and he kept it. After Jesus raised up, he went back to heaven. He handed the throne back to him. Holy Spirit moved to come to us. He commands telling us to be with him forever. To the very end. At that time we shall come back. You see the signs happening.
They've
shown the Acts 2.
Since
came the Acts 2.
He was
no more coming from heaven. Prayed in the Acts 4 for him. He came from around them. He moved ahead. He governed the world. No more moves up, now moves on with those works. That's why there's an aspect laying on of hands. Before we go, we shall see all the signs involved in speaking tongues.
It
must be filled with revelation, bring understanding and knowledge. The feeling of the Holy Spirit brings mostly that. Briefly read as a sample you. Let's read 1 Corinthians 14:18.
Abakorinse kisoka esole ye 14 n'olunyiriri ole 18.
1 Corinthians 14:18.
Neba zakatonda mbasinga mwenno okwogera ennimi. Ole 19. Naye mu kanisa njagala okwogeranga ebigambo ebitono n'amagezi gange. Ndiyoke njigirizenga n'abalala. Okusinga ebigambo akakumi mu lulimi obulimi.
Olide bulungi.
Have you understood and heard?
In turns,
if we begin, maybe decide to speak the unknown. Speak the unknowns. Put me there, me and you. Claim to speak tongues, see what I will do to you.
I speak tongues,
you don't know yet, they are not right. Yet even the right ones, I can speak and interpret them. Apostle Paul told them, what you used to attach yourselves on,
that things,
Holy Spirit is assigned to speak tongues. Spirit passed in him, he said, I give it as a gift. What's most important? Bringing understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Someone is filled of the Holy Spirit. Tongues come in the midst.
Counted
as some of those which happen. Yet revelation, bringing understanding, the teaching, some of the major things. According to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6, he speaks like this.
1 Corinthians 14:6. Naye kaakano, abooluganda, obanga ndi jaje muli, nga njogera ennimi, ndibagasa ntya, bwe siryogera nammwe oba mukubikula, oba mukutegeera.
Listen very well. He comes speak tongues. He proves his fill of the Spirit. What does it profit you?
I don't know.
Maybe the tongues you can interpret. Or your colleagues can hear. Those appear in the Acts 2. Tongues of all nations. People who had gathered. And they heard them speak the wonders of God.
Let
me tell you one thing. Tongues, they reveal the mysteries of God. When they spoke, we hear them speak the wonders of God.
Yet teaching,
all prophecy reveals the secrets of someone's heart. Praise Jesus. Now he says, if I come to you, I want to prove I'm filled of the Spirit, and I'm speaking bubbling in tongues, I speak unknown tongues, I speak unknown tongues, I speak unknown tongues. What are you on in that moment?
You
too, how do you prove I have the Spirit and how has it profited you?
I prove
for 3 hours to 6 eyes speaking unknown tongues. Don't they praise you speak
today?
Prepare a day. I show you what you have been doing. And prepare me 1 hour. I pray in tongues which can be interpreted. And I speak as I interpret their meaning. I show you scriptures of them. You
are
on the world. He's told you. And the feeling of the Holy Spirit
is
brought for profiting. Finish that verse.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esuula y'14 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Corinthians 14 verse 6.
Naye kaakano abooluganda, obanga ndijja gye muli nga njogera ennimi, ndibagasa ntya? Bwe siryogera nammwe oba mu kubikkula oba mu kutegeera oba mu kubuulira oba mu kuyigiriza. Olw'omusanvu, era n'ebitali biramu ebireeta eddoboozi oba ndere oba nnanga bwe bitaleeta kwawula mukuvuga kitegeerwa kitya ekifuuyibwa oba ekikubibwa. Olunyo lw'omunaana, kubanga n'akagombe bwe kavuga eddoboozi tategeerekeka, ani alyeteekateeka okulwana? Olw'omwenda, bwe mutyo nammwe bwe mutaleetenga mu lulimi eddoboozi eriwulikika amangu, ekyogerwa kinaategeerwanga kitya? Kubanga muli yogerera mu bbanga.
You speak to the air. Boja nennimi.
Say when you come with tongues,
these
which are unknown.
Kubanga ate wali yezitegeerekeka.
There are tongues which are known.
Naye nga ntuyinza gasani.
Say what can you profit then?
Okujjako ng'ozze n'okunnyonnyola.
Say when you come with an explanation.
Interpretation.
To interpret them.
Olese okutegeera.
You brought understanding.
Okubuulira n'okusomesa.
To a teaching and instruction. People to prove now you're filled with the Spirit.
Kubanga okujjuzibwa kw'omwoyo
omutukuvu. The filling of the Holy Spirit. Given for profiting people. Together with you. How come you say you're filled?
Ninga byokola tebikugasa naye kenyi
tebikugasa. It does not benefit neither profit you yourself.
Kubanga abajjuzibwa mbiko abatumisuliyo
kubi. Filled in the Acts 2.
Bwe baayogera abawulira bagamba.
Spoke people who had said.
Tuulidde nga boogera.
Heard them speak.
Mu nnimi zewaffe.
In our native languages.
Ebikulu bya Katonda.
The wonders of God.
Kati gwe bulijjo oba oyogera
bi. How long what have you been speaking?
Kubanga bwe oyogera ebikulu bya Katonda.
You speak the wonders of God.
Tobigamba Katonda.
Don't speak them to God.
Oba obiwulira bantu.
Preach them to people.
You
speak mysteries. Don't tell them to God. God is the one who speaks. You tell them to him for what?
Perhaps
you speak them to people.
Come
to pass what is revealed is ours. That not revealed is what is of God. Those still mysteries are for God. Those revealed are ours. You speak with God which mysteries which are of his.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So tugenda kuba tudda ku mulondi
gwe. Get back the other time.
Atulaba okujja kwa moyo mtukufu
direct. The direct coming of the Holy Spirit.
Okuva mu guru.
Right from heaven.
Itundu echa wa guru.
The rim above.
No bonero obugobeera.
And the signs which follow.
Mulondi muntu jja tumulira nnyo obonero.
Time we shall look much to those signs.
Eranga bwe tukwasaganya.
And then we connect.
N'okujuzibwa kwa moyo mtukufu.
The feeling of the Holy Spirit. Through the laying on of hands. Feel the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. After preparing you. Time we wait for double portion. Preparing the single portion. Cannot get the double portion. God's final work. On the planet Earth.
Based
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
nti omusajja nokulema
olugogo man meant to head that work
inokubanga na bira
ile prophet Elijah
era Musa
in Moses
okutuwa na bierisa
give us prophet Elisha
atuwa double portion ya mafuta
double portion of anointing
okukakasa obunabi obuli mukubikulu esuliye
11 prophecy in Revelation 11
olwabajulirwa ababi
the two witnesses
lampstand
the two lampstands
uruno mugwanga lya Uganda
time with the nation Uganda
okora mu season
work in the entire world
kama kuwa mukisa
God bless you
ujja kuwa tutandikira
start from there. Thank you for coming.